Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Brent was trading over $120 per barrel last week, but is much lower now. Is this fall connected with the OPEC Plus meeting last week?
No, this is really just an artifact of the front contract roll. And we get this at the end of every month now when the curve is so steeply downward sloping. So the September contract, which is now the front contract, was trading $5 per barrel below the August contract when August expired, which was last week. And this creates an apparent fall in the front contract when it switches from looking at August to looking at September. But if we just focus on the September contract and look at how that was trading over the last week or so, and it was in a range of $108 up to $115 per barrel. So it didn't get anywhere near $120.
What did come out of the OPEC Plus meeting?
So OPEC Plus agreed to continue with its plan of bringing forward the increases that had been scheduled for September and moving those into July and August. And so it agreed to increase output in August by around 600,000 barrels per day. That completes the unwind of the cuts that OPEC Plus brought in to combat the COVID oversupply. But there was really no hint as to what OPEC's policy will be beyond that. I mean, the reality is the problem continues to be that its members are behind in meeting the limits that have been set anyway. So increasing the output limits has a limited impact in terms of additional output. And on top of that, a significant part of the very high price that end consumers are now paying is made up of the crack spread. So the premium of jet over Brent or gas oil over Brent or diesel over Brent. And these end product production is, of course, not OPEC's remit anyway, or they just consider crude production, whereas the refined product is a matter of refinery app. So in that sense, the OPEC Plus is sort of double broken as a source of price stability so far as end consumers are concerned. Anyway, the next meeting is on the 3rd of August. Perhaps we will hear more then as to what their plans might be going forward.
Did the G7 meeting agree to anything to tackle Russian energy exports?
Well, they had a meeting last week and they did talk about the idea of a cap on Russian oil prices. As we talked about last week, that could be an attractive idea from the point of view of perhaps allowing some more Russian output into the market and bringing down prices. But apart from agreeing to explore it, we didn't really hear a lot more detail. So I think it will really come down to whether they can get significant consumers outside of the G7 to agree to that kind of plan. So we'll have to wait and see.
And where do you see the market going from here?
Well, Brent set a low on Friday of around $108 per barrel. That was just below the 200-day moving average, but just on a trend line support that has given the market support in recent weeks. But at these kind of levels, the market is at risk of falling further, and it's going to be sensitive to developments in other markets as oil markets continue to be very worried about the prospect of a recession or slowdown later into the year and into next year. So if that level, that sort of support area breaks, then we could see Brent heading potentially towards $100 per barrel, I think. But the refined products, I mean, it mentioned the importance that they now play in determining the price for end consumers because there's significant premium over Brent. They've also been trending lower. In fact, gas oil, which is the driver of jet and diesel prices, has fallen quite significantly since the middle of last month. So perhaps this is a sign that affordability really is starting to become stretched at some of the levels we've been seeing.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.